cosmos is an old-fashioned garden plant that is getting some new attention today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Cosmos are fairly easy to grow, like many of our flowering annuals. Cosmos don't require any special care and are perfect for the beginning to master gardener. These plants have a lot going for them, with a constant supply of flowers through the season, being butterfly attractors, and like it hot and dry. What more could you ask for? Cosmos can almost reach perennial status due to their ability to reseed. There is a wide variation in plant height, with dwarf types at 1 foot tall to tall giants at 6 feet. There are cosmos to fit any occasion. There are two common types of cosmos. Sulfur cosmos flowers typically come in the warm colors of red, orange, and yellow, and are generally less than 2 feet tall. Tall cosmos, as the name implies, are taller than the sulfurs. Most are between 3 and 4 feet tall. Colors are more pastel in nature. Rose, pink, wine, and white are the most common. The flowers of both species are up to 3 inches in diameter with single and double flowers. Because of their size, planting in the middle of the bed is best. Deadheading is necessary to clean up the faded blooms. In midsummer, if you prune back about one half, the cosmos will rebound for a fall encore performance. If grown by themselves, they may start to lean, so staking may be required. Or simply harvest the leaning stems for cut flower use. The flowers will only last for a few days, but there will always be more waiting for their turn in the vase. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.